Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Voiced by Web. My name is Emmanuel Webb, and I'm a freelance voiceover talent. This is a podcast or audio blog where I share my thoughts and opinions, whether about the voiceover industry or my improvements and lessons as a voiceover talent and all-around person. Okay, now bear with me as I get a little abstract with this one. So I was in the gym today, and it was a heavy lifting day. I had squats, followed by an overhead press, and then into a deadlift. All three are very important movements, but probably where I feel the weakest. I was going over the technique for each exercise, preparing myself for the amount of weight I'd have to push and pull, when I thought of some advice that gave me this idea. Before you put the weight on your back, or wrists, or however way you need to start, you're told to brace your core. Take a deep breath from your diaphragm, tighten or flex your abdominal area, and then go through with the lift or movement. Hopefully, I explained that correctly. When you think of abs, most people visualize a six-pack and think that's what it means to have a strong core. But it's more than just an aesthetic look. The whole point of your abs is to help allow movement and hold organs in place by regulating internal abdominal pressure. Combine that with the muscles in the back, and you have your core, which is meant to help keep your body stable and balanced and protect your spine. So when you brace your core for a lift, you avoid getting your spine mangled because you didn't properly prepare yourself. That advice gave me the idea for this episode. Bracing for a heavy lift is an often overlooked skill that can literally hurt you in the long run, and sometimes immediately, when you ignore it altogether. Not bracing for your lift can also delay you from reaching your full potential and strength. And that's something I'm working on in my voiceover career. I can literally brace my core to help with long-form narration, like audiobooks and e-learning. And figuratively, I can brace my core by relying on the training and experience I've gotten over the years before something big like a commercial comes around. Being confident with myself has helped me step up to the plate and put myself out there without crumbling under the pressure. And with that, I think I've stretched that metaphor out about as long as it can reach. If you'd like to hear more, leave a comment on what you'd like me to speak on for the next episode. You can follow me on Twitter at Web859, on Instagram at Web.859, on LinkedIn using Emmanuel Webb VO, or visit my website at www.voicedbyweb.com. Once again, this is Emmanuel Webb. Thanks for your time. Peace.